And like I told you yesterday, and if you follow our social media at KSHP Las Vegas, or at KSHP Vegas, you'll see we have a great interview with Great Buns Bakery. They're celebrating 40 years. They've almost been open as long as I've been on the earth. They've been open as long as I've almost been alive. I was 6 years old. All right. So 40-year anniversary coming up. They got the mayor coming out. I hope as many people from our station get out there and kind of celebrate with Great Buns Bakery. We're gonna talk with Deborah. She's on the line with us. Deborah, good morning. Happy Friday. Yeah. I know I'm a little excited. I hope you can feel the energy.
Oh, I love it, Mark. I love it. Thanks so much for having me. We are so excited, too, and we love you guys. That's awesome.
We are excited that you're having guys, 40 years in the business. So, Deborah, tell us a little bit about you. How long you've been there, or one of the owners. Tell us a little bit about you, and then a little bit about the bakery and the inception.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. So I've been with my family's business now the last 10 years, just celebrated that on August 1st, and it's just been so great to be able to come and work with my family every day. We are so excited, everything that the bakery does for the community, how awesome our customers are, our employees, and we started, way back when in 1982, and we are many, many generations of bakers. My great-great-grandfather came over from Italy and started in 1919 back in Oakfield, New York. And my great-uncle came along and started learning the business early on when he was a child, about 7, 8 years old. And from there, decided to continue as he got older, and he was a genius when it came to the baking industry. We sold our bakery back in Buffalo. It was under a different name called Royal Rolls. And my great uncle Augie loved to come to Las Vegas often, and he loved the city. He loved the people. And on one trip, he decided, I'm going to move there. Then we got out here. He decided, I'm going to come out of retirement. And he called my uncle Tony and said, hey, let's do this all over again. And so my uncle Tony decided to come out, and they started Great Buns Bakery over on East Charleston. We were 1,000 square feet on Charleston, and we moved here to our current location in 1988, and we have grown tremendously, and we are just rip-roaring through the days.
Wow. That is some history, right? Everything and everyone has a story or a backstory of how they got to the present. So now presently, so you work there. Who's running the day to day? Who's there with you kind of now, fighting a good fight? Who's a part of it now?
So my aunt and uncle are still involved with the business, and they're still involved with the day-to-day stuff. My cousin Tony and I are here every day working to the grind, whether it's down on the floor, helping in the office, in the back in maintenance, sanitation, the retail store, helping with bagels, packaging, whatever needs to be done. Him and I roll up our sleeves and get down there and help as much as possible. Yeah. And so it's him and I every single day. And then, like I said, my Aunt Lynn and Uncle Tony are still very much involved as well.
Wow, that's amazing. Doesn't it feel just amazing when you know you roll up your sleeves and you go to work just like, most people say, why, and I get this a lot, Mark, why do you work so hard? You're almost like the owner, you're general manager. Titles don't matter, right? Like, I want to be on the floor because if the people I work with, what I consider my team, when they see me working on the front line, guess what they do? They want to work
with you.
Even harder. And if they don't want to work hard, then they can't. Maybe that's not the place for them, right? That's
that's so true. That's so true. I genuinely love all of our employees, and I've had several conversations with so many people over the years. If you're not happy, let's figure out how to get you happy.
Yeah.
What can we do? What are your suggestions? You're down here every day. What do you think needs to happen? What can I do to help you make your life easier working for us?
Right.
And working side by side and helping each other out. And gosh, we've gotten to really know our employees over the years and their families and their kids. We've watched them grown up. A gentleman told me the other day, I said, how are the kids like in the first week of school? He says, oh my gosh, can you believe my oldest now is in high school and he's now so smart. He's going to be in this other class for math. And I'm like, oh my gosh, bring it in. Give me a hug. Like, it's so exciting to see these little kids now grow into these young adults that they become. It's just, it's awesome.
Yeah, no, when you start thinking about that, people don't realize it is usually the face of a lot of businesses is the employees. And the first person they see is the employee, the worker. And if they're unhappy, and like I said, when you're dealing in a customer service business, which you guys are in a customer service business, you have to have good employees, happy employees. Life throws you curveballs all the time, right? Some days we're not as happy as we want to be, but
100%.
For the most part, if you are happy and you got a smile, everything else kind of takes care of itself. And that's what I preach here. Like, look, all right, if you need a, I call it a refresh day. Take it.
Yep.
Take 100%.
It. I'll fill goes on in. Vacation, they don't got to go out of town.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Take it. Take that
absolutely.
Day. So that's what consists of this long 40 years. There's a lot that's went into what you guys have done. And through the challenges, I am sure 40 years, I mean, COVID hit everybody like a bag of bricks, and it just kind of wiped out, destroyed lives. We lost a lot of people. I know I lost 9 people personally. And so, it was hard, but I was, you fought through it, and, we're a small company, and it's just like a small business in this COVID era. A lot of businesses didn't make it. A lot of businesses weren't able to survive. How did what was your secret, Deborah? Or what did you have in place to? I don't know if anyone was really prepared for COVID because we didn't know. But when it hit, what was you guys' challenges and what helped you guys stay open? Do you think helped?
We talk about this often as a family, and we talk about just even years ago, the recession in the early 2000s, and then we had a massive fire that destroyed everything, and we were closed in 2007 for 17 months. And we kept employees on the payroll to help us, because when you open up back up again, you got to have people that know what they're doing. And so we just, the struggles over the years, and then now COVID. And I can tell you, there were days that my cousin and I and my aunt and uncle, and we would just look at each other and just be like, what are we going to do? This is something like we've never seen before. And we really had to change our business model to mirror the business models of our customers. So restaurants that never did takeout, they closed for a couple weeks, redid their menus, and now they're doing takeout. So now they might not be ordering anywhere near what they were ordering, but they only might be ordering 20% from us. But that 20% was there. We were very grateful for that 20%. When a strip shut down, we sell to a lot of strips. We sell strip hotels and casinos, and on and off the strip, we sell to restaurants, local restaurants, sandwich houses, pubs, grills, bars, pizzerias. I mean, the list is endless, and it was a big challenge. In addition to keeping our retail store open, a lot of the other stores possibly didn't have bread, and I had people and customers calling me on the weekend at night at home. Do you guys have bread? Can I come in and buy 5 loaves? We're like, you can buy as much as you want. We got bread for you.
Yeah.
So the challenge with that then came, well, how do we now keep our employees and our customers safe while all of this is going on? And trying to practice social distancing to where we even had, at one point, my husband stood at the door and was the doorman.
Right,
just
right.
Just to try and, and get people to be respectful of each other and personal space and things like that. And we did everything we could do. We couldn't get masks. I sewed masks every night at home out of material just to try. And we'd just go around and hand them out. Okay, this is best we can do. Wash it every night. Hang it out to dry. Do what you can. And we just really tried to do everything to mirror what our customers' new needs were, because we still had to produce for the hospitals. We still produced for the government buildings. We still produced for the restaurants that did stay open. So, and of course, our retail store and our customers were just amazing.
Yeah.
We came to work every single day. Every single day we came to work and we just pushed through it. That's all you could do.
Yeah, and now here we go again, right? Like, it's almost like we can't get a break. It's like inflation,
right, exactly.
It's gas prices that went up, shortage on you know, trucks delivering, especially got for you guys and delivering a lot of the, you know, the merchandise and things that the food, the products and things that you needed. And so you guys have weathered, again, I don't want to say weathered the storm because last night we had a big storm here in Vegas, but
I didn't get any of my house. I'll tell you what.
But you guys, 40 years. And here we go celebrating you guys' 40th anniversary with the challenges of up and down and, you know, like you said, sleepless nights. What are we going to do? How are we going to keep this going? How are we going to keep our employees that have families, you know, miles fed? I mean, it's just so much that just come with having a small business. And like you said, the relationship with the employees, because – I think that's probably the number one thing that a lot of businesses, because we're consumers too, right? Like we go to different places and I go, I examine their customer service before I even touch the food, because that's what brings people 100%. Back. And so you guys have done a great job of that. I hear all the time, I get people calling me and saying, Great Buns is the best place in the world. Mark, I am so glad. You know, I mean, just so much, so much positivity that you guys have done in the 40 years. And just to still be here is it's amazing, and serving the Las Vegas Valley. Now, speaking of the 40 years anniversary, speaking of what you guys got planned coming up, tell everybody a little bit about what you guys are going to be doing on the 16th. I know the mayor is going to be making an appearance as well. A little bit about that and what time. And, you know, cause for people that are listening that might want to come down and support you guys.
Oh, we would love to have everybody here. We are super excited that Mayor Goodman is going to be here for a ceremony, ribbon cutting, 10 o'clock. Ribbon cutting will be at 10:30. We are going to have giveaways and raffles and drawings and delicious, delicious hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different samples that I've got my pastry department working diligently on all weekend. And we are going to just going to celebrate. We're going to make it a great day, all about our customers, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. I mean, let's be honest. You know, our employees are so excited about the celebration, and we are just really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And give those times out again, Deborah, for people. Just
the ribbon cutting.
People. Yes, give those times out.
Great. So the ribbon cutting will be at 10:30, and the mayor is going to come out around 10:15, and then we are also going to have Fox 5 More Show. We're going to have a couple news outlets. We're just going to have It's just going to be a big celebration, and we're really looking forward to it. We just really want to thank Las Vegas and the community and all of our customers, all of the partners, our employees, everything.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Deborah, I will continue to support. Like I said, we do our best. We talk about you guys regularly. People call in and just they really say how great things about you guys. And, you know, you just, you know, it's amazing that how many people really enjoy coming there and you guys just being open and being able to grab some fresh bread and the customer service people talk about. So I want to commend you and your family because, you know, I always say the easiest part would have for people, but also the hardest part would have been the close. Like, you know, it could have happened because it did. I mean, when I seen the casino close, Deborah, I said, whoa.
Yeah, said, that was rough.
I said,
not gonna lie,
whoa.
That was rough. We looked at each other like, uh-oh.
Whoa. Multi-billion-dollar business shutting down. I said, whoa. Like, whoa. Yeah. That scared me. And I'm like waking up every sleeping. I didn't pull the bed into the station and just say, you guys are going to have to wheel me out of here. We're not going to close.
Exactly.
We're not closing. Wheel me out of here. Pull me out of here. And so thank you guys for being such a staple in this Las Vegas Valley. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
your
Mark.
Family,
we really
so
appreciate
much.
You and all your listeners.
We're doing and continuing to support you guys. 40 years, that's just kind of a milestone. And thank you for everything you're doing and your family and everything. And, you know, it's just amazing what you guys do. And I want to, from us here at the station, to tell you thank you.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right, Deborah. Well, hey, go get ready for your 40th anniversary, girl. Okay. You earned it.
Hit the ground running.
You earned it. You earned it. All right. So take a bow. All right.
Thanks
take
so
a
much,
vow
Mark.
And enjoy yourself. And we look forward to talking to you again. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Las Vegas. We're going to take a short time out. We're coming back.